Revelation of the Revelation, Tablet 25, Chapter 14. Chapters 12 and 13 are about Maya, the attraction, the beast, and how they all work. They lead the minds of the humans to a cruder and cruder point, so that eventually most of humanity will follow these beasts. Chapter 14, again, is describing other events that are going to happen in the same 3,500 years. And I looked, and lo, a lamb stood on the Mount Sion, and with him 144,000, having his father's name written in their foreheads. Revelation 14, verse 1. These 144,000 people have reached higher consciousness. This is even before Abraham was chosen as the first elected one to bring humanity to the goal. Abraham is the same as the Lamb himself, and the same as Christ. This verse says that the Lamb and his followers were elected to bring the great history of the Hebrews and their scriptures to guide humanity in the way to establish the kingdom of heaven on earth. Sion is the same as Zion. And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. Revelation 14, verse 2. Again, the voice of many waters, as it was described, is the sound a person hears when he reaches very high consciousness. It resembles the sound of Om. They will hear this sound, and it is the sound heard in the fifth chakra, overcoming the five elements. And there was singing and celebration for these people who had reached such a high consciousness. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000 which were redeemed from the earth. Revelation 14, verse 3. Before the history of humanity, or the history of the Hebrews, started, some people already had reached a very high consciousness. They had progressed to a place where no other human had ever been before. They had been redeemed from the earth and chosen as the leaders for humanity to guide others to the path of enlightenment and eventually to pure consciousness. And they sung, as it were, a new song. Means that in this time period, only these people heard this sound of many waters, the music, and the beauty of that higher consciousness. Not everyone had reached that higher level. Only these people had reached there. Another thing is that this verse is referring only to the 144,000, not the saints and the other people mentioned in chapter 7, who had also reached this higher consciousness, but at a later time. Therefore are they before the throne of God. Revelation 7, verse 15. In that verse, John was asked who they were, and John did not know. One of the elders told him that they were the saints who had reached that consciousness. Here in this verse, only 144,000 had reached this higher consciousness, which is 3,500 years ago. They had been elected by God already. They had a covenant with Him to be the children of God, or the children of Israel, those who struggle with God, which means they are the ones who work with God to bring humanity to the goal. These are they which were not defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they which follow the Lamb whithersoever he goeth. These were redeemed from among men, being the first fruits unto God and to the Lamb. Revelation 14, verse 4. These were the first who have overcome their lower nature, woman. And in their mouth was found no guile, for they are without fault before the throne of God. Revelation 14, verse 5. They had reached a very high consciousness in the sixth seal of the greatest sign. So these people in this higher consciousness have no guile before God, are without fault before the throne of God. But men might try to find fault in them. And I saw another angel fly in the midst of heaven, having the everlasting gospel, to preach unto them that dwell on the earth, and to every nation and kindred and tongue and people. Revelation 14, verse 6. Saying with a loud voice, Fear God, and give glory to him, for the hour of his judgment is come, and worship him that make heaven and earth, and the sea, and the fountains of waters. Revelation 14, verse 7. Again, this angel is related to the first seal. It is the truth of the everlasting gospel and the reality behind this universe. It is the teaching of Dharma, reincarnation, karma, and all the laws of following the nature of things and becoming in harmony with the flow of nature. All of these gospels have been preached by the first angel to humanity. He told them to glorify God for all his creation, that they are a part of him, universe, and that he is trying to bring humanity to higher consciousness. The sea and the fountains of waters represent the subconsciousness, superconsciousness, universal mind, fountains of waters, and all things that can help the human reach the goal. And there followed another angel, saying, Babylon is fallen, that great city, because she made all nations drink of the wine of the wrath of her fornication. Revelation 14, verse 8. This angel is bringing the news of the fall of Babylon, because the elected ones were chosen, second sign, to fight with that great city, which symbolizes the egoistical pursuance of the external world. So that is why this Babylon will fall after these people start fighting with it through history, internally and externally. And the third angel followed them, saying with a loud voice, If any man worship the beast and his image, and receive his mark in his forehead or in his hand, Revelation 14, verse 9, the same shall drink of the wine of the wrath of God, which is poured out without mixture into the cup of his indignation, and he shall be tormented with fire and brimstone in the presence of the holy angels and in the presence of the Lamb. Revelation 14:10. And the smoke of their torment ascendeth up for ever and ever, and they have no rest day or night, who worship the beast and his image, and whosoever receiveth the mark of his name. Revelation 14:11. This third angel is related to the third seal in the greatest sign. This angel has come to warn the people that they should not follow the beast or have his mark, greed. They should not be attracted to the external world unnecessarily. Instead, they have to use this external world for their spiritual progress to higher consciousness and eventually pure consciousness. If they do not follow this commandment and teaching, they will lag behind. They will be burned, suffer, and they will fall into the ocean of Maya. In short, they should overcome their false egos, the first three chakras. They should sit on the black horse, false ego, and try to bring equity, the balance, Revelation 6, verse 5. Here is the patience of the saints. Here are they that keep the commandments of God and the faith of Isa, Revelation 14, 12. That is what prevents saints from falling into the grip of Maya. They know that there is a reward and punishment, purification. Whoever follows Maya will be punished because of the law of karma. And whoever overcomes the weaknesses of the mind and lower nature of the human will be rewarded, will be in his grace. This third angel and his teachings are what Isa the Christ brought to humanity and the faith of Isa. And I heard a voice from heaven saying unto me, Write, blessed are the dead which die in the Lord from henceforth. Yea, saith the Spirit, that they may rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. Revelation 14, verse 13. Those who fight and die for the sake of righteousness and establishing the kingdom of heaven will rest from their labors, and their works do follow them. They will be rewarded for their works by God. They have overcome the first three chakras, lower nature, and are in their higher selves, from henceforth. Also, death here refers to spiritual death, false ego. And I looked, and behold, a white cloud, and upon the cloud one set like unto the Son of Man, having on his head a golden crown, and in his hand a sharp sickle. Revelation 14, verse 14. This angel is related to the fourth seal. He and the Son of Man are one, is Lamb. Also, the sickle is shaped as the moon in the fourth sign. And another angel came out of the temple, crying with a loud voice to him that sat on the cloud, Thrust in thy sickle and reap. For the time is come for thee to reap, for the harvest of the earth is ripe. Revelation 14, verse 15. This is related to the fifth seal, because when it comes, the harvest will be ripe. Those who have been good will have progressed, and those who have lagged behind will be thrown to the outer darkness or ignorance until they also become ready to be harvested. And he that sat on the cloud thrust in his sickle on the earth, and the earth was reaped. Revelation 14, verse 16. The earth was ready to be harvested. There were those who were so ready that they were martyred for the truth of the fifth seal. And another angel came out of the temple, which is in heaven, he also having a sharp sickle. Revelation 14, verse 17. This is related to the sixth seal. It was the time for gathering and separating those who have not progressed from those who have. And another angel came out from the altar, which had power over fire, and cried with a loud cry to him that had the sharp sickle, saying, Thrust in thy sharp sickle, and gather the clusters of the vine of the earth, for her grapes are fully ripe. Revelation 14, verse 18. Those who have lagged behind are symbolized by the clusters of the vine of the earth, which will be gathered by the angel. He was from the altar. He was from pure consciousness. He has power over Maya.
fire,
so that they can be separated from the rest. Fire also means the purifying power of truth. And the angel thrust in his sickle into the earth, and gathered the vine of the earth, and cast it into the great winepress of the wrath of God. Revelation 14, verse 19. And the winepress was trodden without the city, and blood came out of the winepress, even unto the horses' bridles, by the space of 1,600 furlongs. Revelation 14, verse 20. Those who have lagged behind are punished through the tribulation that comes to the earth.